remember exactly where I was standing when I had that conversation with this person. And it was heartbreaking because he was talking about the boredom, the tedium, the, oh my word, just existing forever, having nothing to do. And I said, what in the world makes you think we will have nothing to do? I mean, Scripture directly states, Revelation 22, his servants will serve him. It's a word that also has an implication of worship related to it, but it's a normal word for serving. Well, when you serve, you have things to do, places to go, people to see. I mean, have you ever heard of a servant who is bored? I mean, you know, we got lots to do, and we will not only have lots of things to do given for us to do, but I think that we will choose to do out of the pure love of it. I mean, do we think that we will no longer have gifts and abilities? We know for sure we'll have bodies. So that's a given. So what do people do in bodies now? What does it mean to be an image bearer, to be creative? It means that we communicate, we create. Do we think we will be less creative as resurrected people than we are now? I would think no, we would be more creative. Will we be less intelligent? Will we be less relational? Of course not. We'll be more so, and we'll be better reflectors of the fullness of the image of God, which will make our lives full and rich. And I remember another discussion with a young man who's very, very well known in Christian circles, has a huge following, and he asked to interview me on the subject of heaven for a television or video special that he was doing, interviewing some different people on different subjects. I said, sure. And so I got together, and he says, well, first, I have to confess, I haven't read your book on heaven. And I said, okay, let me guess, because I've read his book,
right,
and I know what he likes. He likes culture. He likes art. He likes literature. He likes the world of ideas. He likes creation. And he loves to go out and hike and enjoy God's beautiful creation. So I said, so I think the reason you probably didn't read the book is the last thing you want to do is to think about some place that's not earthly, that's not physical, that's not doesn't have culture and doesn't have books and doesn't have reading and doesn't have thinking and doesn't have art and music. I said, is that why you didn't read it? He says, yeah, that's actually exactly why I didn't read it. And I said, well, that's exactly why you should read it, because it's actually about living forever as embodied people on a new earth, enjoying the wonders and magnificence of creation, honoring and worshiping and serving God, and enjoying everything that God intended for Adam and Eve and all other human beings to enjoy, but was lost in the fall. But God didn't give up after the fall. Curse came upon the world, but we act as if Satan got the ultimate victory. Okay, well, no, God envisioned man and woman ruling the earth to his glory. That happened for a short period of time with two people. Nobody else will ever experience that. On the contrary, redemption means God's original plan is restored and fulfilled in richer and greater ways than it otherwise would have been, even if sin had not come into the world. So we will enjoy all these wonders for all eternity, and instead of looking at it as if, oh, well, I got to have a bucket list because everything I really want to do is on this earth, and once I die, I die. I'll be floating around in the clouds with the angels, and nobody looks forward to that. No child looks forward to growing up to be a ghost. You know, they enjoy the world. They enjoy animals. They enjoy playing. They enjoy sports. They enjoy all these things, and there's every reason to believe biblically, given what we're told about the resurrection and life on the new earth, that we will enjoy those things in greater ways. So that's a perfect example of two people, the pastor and the well-known young Christian leader, whose views of heaven are actually toxic and demotivating, and they don't talk about it and don't think about it because they think about it so wrongly that they don't want to think about it.